It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by This Week in Agribusiness. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Not many things matter more to the farmer and rancher than the weather. Totally out of the grower's control, but he or she can often take steps to adjust to the weather if they have a better handle on the forecast. That's why now on our weekend television show, This Week in Agribusiness, we present every week a four-week agriculture weather forecast. Ag meteorologist Greg Solier, who's been a professional weatherman for some 35 years, brings this one-of-a-kind outlook on every episode of our show now, including this coming weekend. Our visit also includes a discussion on something else crucial to farmers, the agricultural markets. That's on This Week in Agribusiness, seen each weekend across the nation from the coast of California to the coast of the Carolinas on some 120 local television stations as well as RFD-TV. We'll hope you'll tune in this Saturday or Sunday. Check your local listings, please, for This Week in Agribusiness. That guy accused of killing those five people at a Florida bank yesterday spent at least part of his youth in northern Indiana at the towns of Bremen and Plymouth. A former girlfriend said he always had this fascination with death. She says she tried warning people about him in the past, but no one believed her. And she told a South Bend, Indiana TV station it was unfortunate that five people had to die for it to be known. In Michigan, authorities have kicked off a snowmobiler safety campaign after five people were killed in one day this past weekend. Thus far this winter in that state alone, six snowmobilers have died in the Upper Peninsula and three in the Lower Peninsula, and the total of nine compares with 15 statewide for the entire winter last year in Michigan. Other snowmobile deaths have occurred in the past week in Oneida County, Wisconsin, and McHenry County, Illinois. From This Week in Agribusiness, Brazil has unveiled a new plan for modernizing and expanding some of its infrastructure to better support grain and oilseed exports. It's a move that experts point out has been long overdue. That country's dated logistics have actually somewhat capped growth in the agriculture sector. The full effect may not be realized for another decade or even longer, but the Reuters News Service says if that plan succeeds, the logistics advantages that the United States and other competitors have enjoyed over Brazil's export program could be whittled away or totally eliminated. You may have heard me yesterday cheering the fact that those tiny Valentine's Day heart candies, you know, the ones with the expressions on them, stuff like Be Mine and Hi Cutie, that those candies are in short supply this year. The sale of the company was the reason they couldn't get tooled up to make enough of those candies for Valentine's Day this year. And as a boy, I never liked those things. I always got them from girls I never wanted to get one from. Well, our pal Weed Denning on the air at WRAY in Princeton, Indiana, chimed in, saying he noticed the direct relationship between his popularity and the condition of those little hearts he got. Weed complained that the ones he received had already been chewed on. I guess it made him the man he is today. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by our television show, This Week in Agribusiness. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.